The Utah Jazz win their 23rd straight at home. They get back on the winning ways. They control Dame Lillard. They blitz him in the third quarter. Donovan Mitchell comes close to having a historic Jazz game. It's all that fun and more as we continue on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by our friends at Biograss. The BigYellowBag.com brings you the, and that notification's good news, Clippers on a 17-7 run to beat the Phoenix Suns today. That's good news. We'll have to shut that off so it stops making noise, but that is good news. The Clippers are ahead 112-96 now, so the Jazz will go back to being up 2.5 games over the number one seed in the Western Conference. All right, today's show is brought to you by Biograss, the big yellow bag for all your outdoor gardening needs. Biograss will give you the most beautiful lawn in the neighborhood. It's also brought to you by Grip 6 Belts. Yep, I have the wood buckle today with the brown belt, but again, I don't think you really want me showing me about my belt. No, I'm just kidding. Don't worry. All right, it is brought to you by Grip6.com, local company, promo code LOCKED. All right, let's get to your comments, your thoughts, and I'll give you my thoughts first off. I was worried tonight. Three games, four nights, quality opponents, double or single overtime. Heartbreaker, did not know if the Jazz would have the legs tonight. Mike Conley comes out and plays on the back end of a back-to-back for the first time in a while, the fifth time this season, and Donovan Mitchell just carried it offensively. 11 points in the first quarter, 9 points in the second. He had 13 points in the third quarter. He added another 4 in the fourth. He was one missed three away from being the first player since Karl Malone in 1990 to score 40 points in back-to-back games for the Utah Jazz. Really a masterful night by Donovan tonight in that he understood kind of where this team was, where they were energy-wise, what had to happen going head-to-head with Damian Lillard. Royce O'Neal, I think, is gaming through a pretty significant leg injury. Defended great, held the league, one of the league leaders in scoring at 29 points a game to 23, and an inefficient night at that as Lillard finished the night 8 of 21 and 3 of 12 from 3. So second time this year, the Jazz have done a masterful job defending Dame Lillard. And I'll tell you what, Ron really hit it all broadcast long in the correct way, talking about that the Jazz just had to get out and play with tempo, had to get out in front. And Joe Ingles did a really nice job of getting the Jazz to play with tempo. He had 6 assists. Donovan had 4. Mike Conley had 3. You know, the one nice thing, and I'm not saying that this is a good choice, but not having Jordan Clarkson on the floor means the ball is in Joe Ingles' hands more, and we're playing more pick and roll and playing more in that style. When Joe's out on the floor with Mike Conley and Jordan Clarkson, that's been our best lineup all year. So this is not a criticism of that. This is just what happens is that when Joe's out on the floor in that lineup, and tonight we're reducing Mike Conley's minutes. He only played 23 minutes. So playing him on a back-to-back, but still conserving him, Joe got to go back to play point guard Joe. And, you know, if we're really honest about it, that's clearly what Joe likes best. I mean, we've seen how much Joe's engaged on nights where Mike Conley doesn't play. It's point guard Joe. And so point guard Joe got to come back tonight. And point guard Joe's really good and gave the Jazz a great look tonight overall. Final numbers on the defensive end are going to be terrific because Portland shot below 40% tonight. The Jazz ended up with defensive rating numbers for the Jazz tonight will be just terrific as they win it 122-103. The final defensive number tonight is a 106. Against the fifth best offensive team in the league. Here's the most important thing for me about the last two nights. The Jazz just played two of the best offensive teams in the NBA. Fifth best half-court team, eighth best half-court team, and shut them both down, really for other than offensive rebounding, and then Booker got 7 transition buckets last night that were really a problem. But the Jazz defense in the last two games has once again showed to be elite. And that is not something they were doing for a while. And frankly, that's what differentiates us from the Clippers and from the Nuggets and some of these other teams, the ability to be elite defensively. And we finally did that again. So comments are open. Let's get to your comments and your thoughts on this. What is the status of sixth man of the year race? I got no idea. I think Clarkson probably wins it because he scores more points. I'm not sure that the voters are all that much sophisticated. Mad Max on YouTube says a much needed win. You are correct. JW says Royce can't buy a bucket. You know, there was a play a few nights ago. in which Royce banged legs with someone, and it looked brutal. Like, I was like, oh, God, we just lost Royce, and we can't afford to lose Royce because he's our only on-ball defender. And he fought through it, but I'm watching him move on the court tonight all the time, not just when we watch it on TV and call it. We don't see anything. Like, that's a joke. So when we're actually here in the building tonight and I can watch Royce move, he's definitely laboring with something in one of his legs. It's not bandaged. It's not marked. When he went and got hit by Dame tonight, he went over the top, and he got hit, but it seemed like it was more than just when he got hit. He went and then talked to Eric Waters on the bench. And so there's something going on there. I think his 0 for 11 from three is probably exacerbated by what's taking place on that level. Can you get Monty Python, Great and Avid, John Cleese on the pod to talk about the Jazz? I think he had a lot of TV time last night, didn't he? I thought he was on forever. You could tell the team talked about rebounding. Ingles, Boyan, five each, Conley three. You're absolutely right, Dustin. They did a great job. And Kanter, who they know well, was an absolute non-factor on the glass. Now, the only thing I would say is they did a great job, but DeAndre Ayton is 7'1 and long and really good. And that guy didn't exist tonight. So part of the reason why I think they were so good tonight is because they did not have to deal with a 7-footer. Third quarter woke us up. Mitchell's proving the doubters wrong. Rebounding was huge. We got the message. Go Jazz. Thank you, Daniel. Third quarter, number one quarter all year. The Jazz have been the best team in the NBA in third quarters, and they did again. The Jazz will move to 2.5 games back up as the Suns' 7-game win streak is coming to an end. So the Jazz will be the number, still go back to be the number one seed. The Clippers win it 113-103. Chris Paul tonight, 13 points, 4 of 11. I think he might have been worn out. Jay Crowder does not score tonight. Devin Booker has 24. He goes to the line for 12 of 14. Paul George put 30 on them tonight. More comments about the rebounds being key from Jake Rose. Did Donovan make a post All-Star leap? He's otherworldly right now. Nathan, he is great. He's just terrific. And he's kind of feeling the game. You know, it's interesting listening to Eddie Johnson call Suns games. I watched like four or five of them. They're talking about the same thing with Devin Booker, that this kind of stage of their career, the game's slowing down, they're understanding it more, they're seeing it more. I think we're seeing Donovan's maturation. You know, Donovan and Dame are, if you look at their fourth years in their career, those numbers are about the exact same. So the next steps for Donovan are just these like little progressive steps we've seen out of Dame over the years, and hopefully we can put a team around him that's better than the team Portland's put around Dame. The Jazz need to play Portland in the first round to build some confidence. Well, I think there's a real chance if we can hold the number one seed, we're either getting Portland or Memphis, maybe New Orleans, which would be a little scary, in the playoffs. I think Portland's going to be the seventh seed in the play-in game, likely then playing Memphis, and then I don't know who the other two, you know, it's, time will tell, San Antonio, New Orleans, Golden State. Memphis has got a brutal schedule coming up with the amount of games they have to play because they're COVID games they didn't get to play. So they may fall apart a little bit. But Dallas, I think, is now a game back from Portland. They're going to catch Portland. Memphis is 5 games ahead of New Orleans. So I don't think Memphis is going to fall out of the play-in, 4 play-in teams. So it's going to be then a question of whether New Orleans can catch Golden State or San Antonio. But, you know, frankly, this is why the one seed's so important. Portland, Memphis, San Antonio, Golden State, like, those are fine all in the playoffs. I mean, Dame will be better than he was tonight in the playoffs. Glad to see Boyan at 40% from three, but the fact the team is at large is still at 28.6 is worrying, but being the third time in that range in 3 games. Yeah, no, the 3-point shooting we're having right now is not good. I'll take the larger sample size of the season. We also could be – we're going to put up some duds here pretty soon. I thought tonight was going to be one of them. Like, the schedule is brutal. The amount of games they're playing is horrendous. And I think these guys are going to – they get 2 days off next week, which is good. But I think you're going to see some really bad basketball games coming up here in a little bit. Tim points out that Rudy had a monster game tonight. Yeah, so Rudy dropped 18 points and 21 rebounds, and we don't even notice anymore. That's a pretty good point. 18 points and 21. Jack Rose, do any Jazz players listen to the Locked On Jazz podcast? I would hope not. I would hope they have better things to do. George Niang and Joe Ingles always stop by when I go live for a brief second, and Joe tells me to shut up, and Joe and George says something nice, but that tells you the difference between those two. One picks on you and the other makes you feel good. No, I'm just kidding. Kind of. Not really. Sort of. Like them both, though. A great deal. All right, that is a wrap. Jazz beat the Portland Trailblazers 23 straight at home. Have a good one.